This episode is brought to you by Knowable, a new platform that offers audio courses from the world's best minds straight to your devices. I've been using this app myself for a while, and what I love about Knowable is that it's short form, like a podcast, and at the same time, it's also deep dive, like an audiobook. So if you're into learning new skills and ideas from great people, you'll love this app. For example, one of my favorite NBA players, CP3, Chris Paul, has created a course about a plant-based lifestyle. Now, if you want to adopt that kind of lifestyle, who's better to learn from than CP3, right? Another audio course that I really enjoyed from Knowable is about launching a startup, and it's from none other than the co-founder of Reddit, Alexis Ohanian. My audience gets an annual membership to Knowable for an additional 20% off. So to get instant access to all of their audio courses, just visit knowable.fyi/subscribe and use the code Darius for an additional 20% off. And right now, because they also have an introductory offer, it comes down to $39 a year with the additional discount. So that's a really good deal. I've been using this app for a while now, and I love how each audio course is broken into individual lessons that are around 15 minutes long. So you can quickly consume a good piece of audio, and you can also dive deeper into their downloadable materials and lessons and much, much more. So check out Knowable on knowable.fyi/subscribe. Use the code Darius to claim an extra 20% off. Hey there, it's Darius Faru, and on today's episode, I'm going to talk about how to invest through a market downturn. Now, over the last 3 weeks, the S&P 500 has been down about 4%, so between February 11 to March 3. And then it shot up again last Friday. So I'm recording this on March 7. And then on Friday, let's see, March 4, closed almost up 2%. But that's not really the story of the last few weeks. It's been more in tech stocks and SPACs. So if you had some exposure in that sector, it's pretty likely that you were down 20 to 30%. So that's a major, well, that's actually a bear market territory for a lot of stocks. But it's interesting because the S&P 500 overall didn't do that bad, and it's still in the green this year. So if you look at the period from January 3rd until now, it's up 3.8%. This is all very interesting because I am primarily investing in the S&P 500, right? Like I have a primarily indexing strategy, and I talked about this in my article about the Stoic Path to Wealth. And today I finished an article about investing through downturns and more thoughts on Stoic investing. So it's been an interesting period because I also had some exposure to some of these tech stocks as a part of my 90-10 rule. So I basically put 90% of the money that I want to invest in the stock market into the S&P 500 index fund, ticker symbol VUSA, for people who are interested. That's the one that I put my money in. It's an ETF, and it's listed in the US, in the UK, and in Europe. So you can basically pick your own currency and invest that way, so you don't have any currency costs or, you know, some lost money in exchange rates and all of that stuff. But anyway, so I also have 10% that I use to speculate, and I'm not really into Bitcoin. I really like stocks. I've been investing since 2007, and I did some speculation in some tech stocks and some SPACs as well, and I saw them going down like 2 weeks ago, so I got out of a few. And then last week, I also sold some. I got two stocks left, Digital Turbine and Applied Materials, that did really well for me this year, and sold those with some profit because that's what I do in a downturn. I keep on investing in the S&P 500. And in fact, I just added more money last month because I do it every single month. That's my strategy and that's my habit. And I keep doing it through market downturns as well. And I did that last year as well. But when it comes to the speculation stuff, I don't really sit it out. It's like, it's just speculation. You buy and you sell, you know? And if that's something that you really want to do, then you have to be on top of it. And if that's something that you want to do, you really have to be aware of what's going on in the market and play the game. Now, if you don't want to do that, then everything is a lot easier for you because all you need to do is just put some money in the S&P 500 or in the total stock market index fund. It really doesn't matter, right? Because if you pick an indexing strategy, you want to keep investing through downturns because that's the plan. And if you create a plan, the most important thing is to stick to the plan. And this is one of the key ideas that I've learned from Stoicism. So, you know, back when I started investing, I had no plan at all. I just looked at the news and I was like, oh, this sounds like an interesting company. Let me buy the stock. And there was no idea behind it or strategy. I didn't look at the financials. I had no clue what I was doing. So obviously I lost money. But over the last 10 to 13 years, I've been studying the stock market studying the stock market because the stock market itself can't be studied. It's so broad, you just, you know, want to look at investing strategies. And what I found is that the best investing strategy for the majority of people is to dollar cost average your way into an index fund. So that's basically, you know, saying, hey, look, I want to invest $500 every single month in an index fund. And then you do that at the end of every month or at the beginning of every month. And then over a long period, you'll basically just average yourself into the market because, you know, one month you might buy at the top, the next month you might buy, you know, somewhere at a low or whatever, right? And over a long period of time, there's no difference, you know, in terms of the returns you're getting, right? So that's, I think, the most common strategy that people use when they want to be a hands-off investor. And I'm mostly like that as well, right? Like 90% of my money, I invest that way. So I just keep doing it. And, you know, basically I do it at the beginning of every month. And last week it was the beginning of the month. So the market was down and I was like, yeah, I need to invest, right? So it's my time. So I'm going to do it. And it takes a lot of training and a lot of, you know, stoicism to make sure that you stick to it. And obviously you can automate it as well. You know, there are a lot of services that allow you to, you know, invest automatically in these index funds. That's even easier. But I like, you know, the active part of it because I see it as an almost like a stoic exercise. Every time I put money in the market, you feel a little bit like you're taking risk, you know, and you kind of feel like an itch. It's like, oh, should I do this? Should I not do this? And I think it's a great way to keep training yourself and your decision-making strategies and decision-making skills, I should say. So it's one of my favorite things to do because it really challenges you, even though it's so simple. It's just like, okay, you just click a few buttons and then you buy and that's it. But it's very difficult. And, you know, everyone who I've talked to, you know, who's starting out with investing can relate to this concept of, you know, feeling a little bit weird when you make a few investments, especially when you're starting out. And people who manage other people's money, let's say you work on Wall Street and you trade with other people's money, it's like a game, right? But if it's your own hard-earned money, you feel like, wow, this money could go away as well, right? So there's a lot on the line. So you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Now, history has shown us that indexing is pretty much the right thing. And if you create a plan, according to the Stoics, you need to stick with it. And in my latest article, I quote Epictetus, who says the following. So let me read it to you. He says, "Once you undertake to do something, Stick with it and treat it as something that should be carried through. Don't pay attention to what people say. It should not influence you in any way. End quote. And it kind of rhymes, which is pretty cool. But this is the most important thing when it comes to investing and investing through a market downturn. First, you need a plan. Right? So if you don't have a plan, don't invest. That's one of the most important things before the most important thing. If you don't have a plan, just don't invest. Because as soon as a market downturn happens, or even a recession or a bear market, then you will pull out of the market. And I guarantee this happens to almost every single person. I've done this several times, actually. And the longest time that I was out of the market was after the 2008-2009 crash, right? So the market went down 10, 20, 30%. And some stocks lost 80 to 90% of their value. So it was pretty scary. And as I lost money, I got out of the market and I was so pissed off about the whole situation that I just kind of stopped investing. And there were a lot of emotions at play. So what happened was at some point, the market started going up again. Right? And this happened relatively quickly for, you know, a recession or bear market of that magnitude. I think a year in, it started to kind of bottom, a year and a half in or something like that. But at some point, I was just working on other stuff and I was still, you know, in grad school at the time. And market was going up like 5, 10, 15%. And I was like, oh shit, I already, you know, lost out on the beginning of the recovery. They might get another correction soon, right? So that's what you tell yourself. And then all of a sudden, you're years in. And it's like, oh, wow, I'm still on the sidelines. And I just missed out on, like, I don't know, 20, 30% returns a year. So that's huge. You know, when you invest, you really need a strategy, because if you don't have a strategy, you know, that the stuff that happened to me will happen to everyone. And once you're out of the market, it's very easy to stay out, right? But when you stay in, it's easy to stay in. It's all very obvious, right? When I say this and when I talk about this and when I look back, I'm like, why didn't I see all of this stuff before? And that's because investing is very counterintuitive. You know, you just put money in today so you have more financial stability in 5 or 10 years. So you won't see many that impressive results in the next year. So if, let's say you start with $500 a month, look, you're not going to get rich next year. But that's the expectation that a lot of us have. We're like, oh yeah, I'm going to put $1,000 in this in stock market. I'm going to buy single stock. This is going to do really well. Let's say it does really well and you double your money. Congratulations, you just earned $1,000. Obviously, that can be huge, but it's not going to make you rich, right? So it's more the compounding and investing over years that creates the actual wealth. And I understand, like, it can be a little bit underwhelming. You know, you put in some money and you look at your account and you're like, oh yeah, I'm up $200, and you're like, this is not worth it. But you got to stay the course, right? So that's the main lesson that I've learned that I wanted to share with you here on this podcast. Obviously, we've talked about a lot of different things, but the main thing that I've learned from Stoicism is that you need to stay in the market, right? If you put if you create a plan, you want to stick to the plan. That's one of the most important Stoic lessons, just in general, right? In life as well, if you create a plan, if you stick to certain, you know, values in life, you want to make sure that you hold yourself accountable to those things. But if you don't have any values or if you don't have a plan, obviously you can do whatever you want. And that's how people end up confused and saying stuff like, well, I don't know who I am, right? And it's kind of the same when it comes to investing. If you don't know what your investing strategy is, you just listen to other people, you go on Reddit, or you just see, oh, one guy said you should buy gold. You're like, oh, let me try that. And then next month you try, you know, the other stuff. Doesn't work. I've tried it, and I never made any money that way. And in fact, I, you know, the stuff that I did try, based on, you know, what I heard on the news back then, you know, when I started, we didn't have Reddit and stuff. But if, you know, when I was listening to what other people were doing, I didn't make any money, you know. So that's another important point. If you keep on changing your strategy, so maybe you do have a strategy, but you change it all the time, there's no consistency, right? So if there's no consistency, sure, you can be lucky, but you can also be lucky at the roulette or the lottery, right? So just because a few people made a lot of money with stock options or options in Tesla or whatever last year, doesn't mean it's an actual strategy for the majority of people, you know? All right, so I've been talking about this for a long time now, and I can go on for probably even longer because this is one of my favorite things, and I'm currently doing research for a new book on Stoic investing. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this. If you have a strategy, stay the course. Keep a very long perspective. Look 5 to 10 years ahead. And if you don't make any risky moves, you'll sleep at night a lot better than if you have money in some assets that you don't trust or that don't make you feel comfortable. So if that's the case, honestly, I would just get out of that stuff and be comfortable with some lower returns, because the quality of life is the most important thing. If you're constantly on your phone and you're looking at, you know, prices of whatever you own, it's not a good way to live, right? All right, so thanks for listening. This time I'm going to really wrap it up. So like always, until the next episode, take care.